Okay, shoot it. No, sir.
Welcome back to Shot. Wow. All right. Welcome back to the Shot Call podcast. I was listening to one of the podcasts that I haven't got up yet, but some fuzz and noise. I think I figured it out now, but I can hear it. I could hear it in the other recordings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So hopefully I just figured that out on the board. But
you did call you Magic Man in high school.
Never heard that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Magic Mike, because my middle name is Michael. Yeah.
No, you look like him.
Oh, yeah, I just ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nope. I can dance on. Yeah, never mind. Okay. Yeah, so hopefully I figured that out.
Feel like a button I can push on there though.
No, need one of them.
What the hell is that?
Sound like a drawer.
Pie drawer.
Pie drawer?
Yeah, remember those drawers that have the pie. The lids. You ever seen a pie drawer?
Oh, like a bread drawer?
Yeah, with the metal thing?
Yeah. Are those bread drawers?
I don't know.
You call them pie drawers?
I don't know, that's what I call it.
Like the one, yeah, you like pull out and then you have to slide them.
Drawer.
I said they're pie, bread drawers.
Or bread drawer. I spell drawer.
D-R-A-W-E-R, right?
I'm going to tell you. Is bread crust the same as pie crust?
I don't think that's a question you asked.
No. AI fucking sucks.
Bread?
Of a house. Pie drawer likely refers to the pie-shaped or cutout design, while bread drawers are just a bread box. Drawer or drawer designed for showing bread and pantry. So the bread drawer would have decorative pie shape cut out on the wall or cabinet. The bread drawer is to store bread and pastries if fresh and mold free. Maintain dry, dark places.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. It's called a bread drawer or something.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones that are sit on your counter. You know, you ever seen those ones?
No.
Kind of like the like wooden ones. My grandma always had on the corner.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Sounds really cool. I had no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, should I have a picture? It's got like, I don't even know how to fucking explain it, but like the wood is like, it must be in a groove or something. Oh, jeez. Now it's going to fucking take me to some website.
I just want to know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to pull it up. One sec. Oh, fucking gosh.
Oh.
Low language. Sorry. Looks like that, kind of. It, like, slides up.
I've never seen it.
Bread goes in it, yeah.
Maybe I've seen it, but I've never.
Okay.
I'm done for it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Not really bread, but food.
Getting the bread?
You sent me something about eggs.
Yeah.
There was a little bleach in them. Yeah. Or may contain bleach.
May contain bleach.
It wasn't for sure, but it said may contain.
Yeah. 212,000 pounds liquid eggs recalled because they may contain.
I'm not even sure how to eat those things anyway. Liquid eggs. Comes in a fucking like milk carton jug, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. They're cage free though. Liquid egg substitute. So is it liquid egg substitute, but it says made of real eggs.
Liquid egg substitute. How does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Liquid egg substitute, but made with real eggs.
Yep. Products where it can ship to California. Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Iowa, and it potentially were shipped nationwide. You're urged to throw them away. Why don't you get a discount or like a fucking refund?
Didn't you? Wasn't there another? Yeah. You sent us something else about some eggs.
Oh. Yeah, I did send it. This was just like an Amish.
Oh, kind of. A what?
It was just like explaining. More than a billion commercial eggs are laid every month in Iowa. Iowa's the number one state in the nation for egg production.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Where the fuck are these chicken farms?
There's a bunch in northwest Iowa. Like, oh, really? Way up northwest Iowa. Because a lot, well, and I know you're not supposed to use a ton of it, because they say it can, like, ruin crops or kill crops or something. The amount of,
Oh, if you put it, chicken?
Yeah, shit. I don't know if that's, like, urea or something. That's in the, or something. But, yeah, you're only supposed to put, like, a certain amount.
Yeah, because that's the same with the garden, and when we do our garden.
They say it's way good.
It's way good. Field,
but if you put too much, it's not good.
Yeah.
So it's like spread, like, I've seen the, there's one, where I used to work up there. I watched them spread it one day. They have to go like 40 through the field. I mean, they're just cruising and it's flying out. You can't even see it. Oh, they put shells out there too at the same time.
Eggshells?
Yeah. Like calcium.
Like rotten eggs?
No, like cracked. It must be from like a, I don't know. No.
Like when they got sorted, they were cracked and they can't sell them?
No, like the shell itself. I don't know where they get them from.
Probably from
that. From, yeah, company. Like a company like that or something that uses them. Or like a breakfast, sandwich breakfast. I don't know. Some
big fucking place.
Some company that uses them. Like mass uses them. But yeah, it was like piles of fucking eggshells and piles of chicken shit.
That'd be really good for your garden bowl.
Yeah, probably.
Because they say to grind up your eggshells and put them in your garden under your plants.
For, like, the calcium
stuff. Yeah, like your green beans last year that needed it.
Oh, yeah.
You could just put eggshells in your garden.
Yeah, it was like a liquid something.
Yeah, the liquid foliar.
Was it calcium and something else?
Something else, yeah. But, like, they say to, that's what, like, I have a whole bunch that I've dried up. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'm going to put under all the plants.
Yeah.
But it says that 60% of farmers that supply eggs for the hen house are Amish and men. The rest are Mennonite.
So it was like South Dakota too?
No, it's Iowa. What's that?
Oh, Southeast Iowa have a bunch of Mennonites?
Oh, I don't know where they're at.
I don't know where fucking Mennonite are either. In Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Northeast? I have no idea.
No, aren't those? No, those are not. Into Northeast Iowa. They come to Northeast Iowa, but they're not North Mungs. I was going to say Mungs.
No, not the same deal.
They just come and shoot the squirrels.
Yeah, come and thrash your squirrels.
Or whatever songbird they can shoot out of the tree.
That's not true.
Bullshit.
Not true. Have you ever been there when they do it?
There's a fucking last year. Or no, like not two years ago.
Where's Kelowna?
Kelowna?
Yeah.
Southeast Iowa. Oh, just where, south of Iowa City.
Oh, that's where they're getting a lot of eggs.
Oh, really?
So it says. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just reading it. Was reading it, now I'm not.
Huh. I didn't know that there was a huge egg production facility down there.
Oh, yeah. Big into raising chickens and eggs.
That's where the Mennonites are?
I don't know. So it said Kelowna.
I think that's where it's from.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe it's not Mennonite. They have the fucking, there's some big like, gathering, but maybe, I don't fucking know.
Jeez. Definitely southwest of Iowa City, yeah.
Yeah. Is it by?
Riverside?
Yeah. West of Riverside.
You are such a smart boy.
Riverside. Yeah, I drove by it a few times.
Sure.
Ooh.
Not far from the old stomping grounds.
No, not far.
You okay?
Yeah. I haven't drank a beer in a couple days now.
Let's see. Wow.
I've been getting to... I'm getting home late, but...
Been getting fucking new rig?
Yeah, I've been trying to find a new rig.
Fucking, yeah. You need a top mother vessel. I'm going to pitch that up to you.
I ain't going to do it. Why? I don't want to fucking bounce off the ceiling of that car.
You'd be fine. That's actually not my car.
Yeah. Does your dad have any old vehicles still? Got rid of them all? The only one he has is the old Ram. Mm-hmm. The old Power Ram. Mm-hmm. Can't tough truck that thing.
You couldn't turn. I don't know.
Oh, does it not work at all?
No, it does. Wow. I'm just saying. Is it power steering? I don't know. I never drove it.
Oh, you can't drive a stick, can you?
Not very well.
You might kill it a couple times.
Maybe.
I bet it's old enough for you. It probably doesn't kill that easy. I don't know. Does your dad still use it?
No.
It just sits there?
Yeah. A lot of decoration.
We should go drive it around sometime.
If you can get the start.
I'm pretty good with stick.
Is it a new car stick?
No. No.
Be way cooler if it was.
It does have like... I don't really know what the numbers are, but it's got like D5, D4, D3. I mean, obviously I know it's gears, but
like if can you switch it into manual?
No, I don't think so. It just has it on the shifter in the middle console thing. I don't know, the thing's fancy for an 04.
Does that have a screen?
No, oh, it does, but it just shows the miles per gallon and the temperature outside, and then what is on for like your like AC heat, whatever.
Is it like?
It's gonna be a real good pheasant car, pheasant hunting car next year. Is it like what?
Well, is it just like the heat? Is it like?
It has like.
It has heat.
Yeah, it does. It fucking about cooked me this morning. I went out and started and I got back.
What the fuck, is it a diesel?
No, before I left, it was fucking cold out this morning.
Oh, man.
I don't want to ruin it already.
How would you ruin it?
Start it and fucking just take off.
In fucking 30 degrees?
That's what it was?
Yeah, that fucking cold.
I thought it was like 20 something.
No, I don't think so. Fucking it was better than yesterday morning.
Fucking wind was hella bad coming out of the north this morning. I could feel it.
The low was 36 last night. Hmm.
It must have just felt cold.
Real kill was 26. Oh. By the time your ass got up, it was like fucking 35.
Bullshit. Did you even make it to 35 today?
Fuck yeah, dude. It was nice as shit. 43 right now. Yeah. The high was...
Oh, 51. Yeah.
It was 48.
Oh, did it really?
That's what it says.
Oh. I don't know. Tomorrow's the exact same weather.
It wasn't bad, though. It was nice out.
Yeah, it did get nice out for a little while. Well, it's nice out right now because the wind is like nothing.
Yeah, non-existent.
Yeah. But, yeah. Got a new rig. It's going to be nice for a little while.
Good mileage.
Blaine's getting rid of a rig.
Yeah. Bye forever.
What?
Say goodbye forever.
Oh, goodbye forever. At least I'm going to buy it forever.
No, I should keep it. I'm selling it.
It's got about the same amount of rust as your truck does.
What? No. No, you're retarded.
Well, you don't know what's underneath that paint.
Bumper to bumper warranties on underneath that paint.
True.
Cheap holes.
What?
Cheap holes.
Oh, I thought you said cheap holes.
No, not cheap holes.
Sheep holes.
What do you get for mileage on that fucker?
I'm getting 18 right now.
Oh my god, that's like driving a fucking pickup.
Not my fucking old pickup.
What'd you get? 12?
14 and a half.
Oh my god, are you pulling a fucking boat behind it every day?
Yeah, felt like it.
Jesus.
Dude, that thing got shit. I don't know if it was the tires or what it was.
Fuck, my car gets
26 probably.
26 to 30, yeah. Which is where the wind's at.
Yeah. If it's out of the south, it's not very good.
Well, depends. One direction. Which way I'm going. Yeah, it depends which way I'm going.
You need it to switch like midday.
Wind switch. Bring that hot air back.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh, you sent turkey hunting's fucking just around the corner.
Just right around the
corner. You sent that article of that turkey that traveled 2,000 miles?
Yeah.
From Idaho to Alaska?
Yeah.
I brought it up to guys at work, and they're like, did it fucking hop in a truck and drive and go with somebody? Or what? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't really read the article, but it took, what did it say, 16 miles a day?
Yeah. It was on April Fool's Day, dumbass.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah. When I read it, I'm like, holy fuck. Like, I was like, they fucking moved. And then I was like, there's never been a fucking turkey documented in Alaska. Like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about. I'm like, I even said, I'm like, I don't think there's turkeys in Alaska. And now there's a fucking Eastern. I think it was an Eastern that looked like in that picture.
That's fucking awesome that you told them.
I don't fucking know.
That's great.
What did Matt bring up today? God damn it. He read some article. But it was an April Fool's thing, too. I couldn't even fucking think of it. But he, like, believed it. And then he's like, I read it. I went back and read it again. He's like, right at the end, it says April Fool's. I'm like, oh, nice. So you didn't read the whole thing. You just read, like, the top like I did.
Read the fucking getter line.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm like, motherfucker. Yeah. It's going to be warm next weekend, though.
Yeah.
I think 60. Next weekend. Yeah. Yeah. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
About time to get that temperature for a little while.
We had it.
It don't need to go to fucking 80 right away, but it can stay at that 60-degree mark for a little while. 40s in the morning.
Yeah.
Not deep. I was over at my dad's tonight. His asparagus in his backyard is just popping out.
I've seen people posting that on Facebook.
So, and the ditches, which, where it's covered up, I bet it's not. I guess it might be. Well, does it hold the heat then? How does that work? Because his has nothing. He burned it off. Oh, yeah.
Fucking bare.
You'll be able to see it right away, though.
Yeah.
Which would be...
not good.
Yeah. Nice and not nice. I won't pick it, I promise.
I'll kill you.
I didn't last year. I knew exactly where every spot was because I saw your dad in the ditch one day.
Fucking
Dave. I didn't touch it.
That's right.
I found my own patches. I found my own patches.
Yeah, I told you, but there's a bunch of patches, too.
Yeah, you did. I didn't even look in them. Because I found a pile more in other places. But yeah, it's coming up, which means...
I did see that.
The soil temperature's what, probably mid-40s?
I don't know. It's getting up there.
But I wonder if his... because it's not covered by anything. Like, them tips will just freeze off.
Yeah, it's supposed to get cold at night still.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday is like mid-20s, mid to low-20s.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuesday, 24.
Yeah, so I bet it... but then after that is when it warms up. I bet that stuff starts popping up. Yeah. I can't wait for it.
Should.
That's like the best time of year.
Yeah. Asparagus and shrooms.
And shrooms, yeah.
And ramps.
And, yeah, sure. You can find them.
They're good.
But yeah, that's not too far away.
No. A few weeks.
Once, well, what is it? What do they say for the mushrooms? Is it 50 degrees?
Something. People are finding them in Southern Illinois. I saw on Facebook.
I think Southern Iowa had some too.
No
somewhere.
Way. No fucking way.
Like little grays last weekend, maybe? Or whenever that weekend of, like, it was like 4 days of hot.
I don't know, I'd find that hard to believe that we had. Yeah, even down there.
You're not far off. Illinois, not
it enough. Was like, but it was like the southern tip.
Oh, like they're just.
I mean, because I looked kind of like in that little, you know, little corner of Iowa there.
Like way down, like.
Yeah, in like Lee County. It didn't have Iowa on the map, but it was like mushrooms, And then there's like Rosa County.
Oh, yeah.
Then like it was like Lee County. I don't know. I mean, there could have been, I guess, but oof. There was people out we saw today walking with mushroom sticks looking for I don't know what. They said that they've seen people looking for mushrooms in March down there. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Go back home.
Yeah, a little early there. But well, it's been nice out. Has been nice out, but.
Yeah, but.
Let's use a little common sense.
That's like. Yeah, no, I won't even get into it because I don't really want to think about it. Yeah. Work stuff. Yeah. But. Yeah. I just. That's like people fucking. Starting in January trying to look for.
Sheds. Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're going to be there.
There's going to be some.
But not majority.
No, you're just going to bump the deer out of their bedding areas, and then you're going to fucking ruin it the rest of the year for yourself.
Correct.
But.
I mean.
At least you have a chance of finding something. Then you don't have a chance right now to find a mushroom.
No. No, they're way too cold. Yeah, I guess. I guess you could find them January 5th if a deer decided.
No, you can find them in fucking December.
Oh, well, that's true.
I mean.
It all depends on the deer.
Could have got shot, could be stressed, could be sick, could be anything. I mean,
or they could still be holding on March 22nd.
Somebody sent me one yesterday. I've been buck holding both sides.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, there's got to be some sort of fucking record or something. It was a pretty nice deer, too.
And then, so yeah, so they hold both sides and then all of a sudden they're just losing them at the same time?
The new ones are going to push them off.
Did I send you the picture?
The other day?
Yeah, of the buck with the little nubs on.
Oh, no.
They're like freaking 3 inches long already.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'll try and find it. I think I saved it.
Yeah, I mean, some deer freaking lose them. You'll find them laying muzzle over hunting once in a while. And then you fucking deer will hold up till April, so. I don't know what the sweet spots considered, but we would shut up pretty hard in March, I guess.
Yeah.
Usually by March.
I feel like a lot of people, like, yeah. That's like their main time to go.
End of February, into March.
I mean, dang it.
If we actually had a real winter, deer would lose them earlier, too.
Yeah.
We don't have a winter.
Yeah.
And they're not losing them in the spots that we're used to finding them, or.
Or we have a winter in March.
Wow. Yeah, like this year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I'll find it here in a second.
I'm just waiting over here.
It wasn't. It was only a couple days ago.
So you had a deer with 3-inch nubs, and you had a deer that
was holding.
That was still holding both sides.
Within 3 days.
Huh. Nice.
Oh my gosh! I took an HD picture of it because I wanted to see how. I don't know.
Didn't know what it was or what.
Well, it was like right by the camera, but I just wanted to get a better picture of it.
The high vis, or the
high vis.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Huh. You got a little something on there.
Yeah. Looks like a pretty big, bulky deer.
2.5 feet.
Because of the back or what?
I don't know. I didn't look at it that close. I'm just trying to look at the fucking.
At the nubs?
Yeah, at the nubs. Look what I just sent you on Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So they actually have the full route?
Yeah. You need to ride it?
Fuck no. Oh, wait, what?
Goes in Minnesota.
What'd you say?
What are you talking about?
You know where it's going?
No.
Right there? It has to go above Spirit Lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it goes above Spirit Lake because there's a road right there.
Does it not start on the Missouri?
I guess not. I guess it's, I thought they always went from border to border.
Yeah, that's the point.
Or maybe that's the one where, why they're going into Minnesota, which I don't know why that makes sense. Ragbri this year. That's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
The route came out. The full route came out.
Yeah, it says day one. They're starting in Orange City.
Which is not all the way across.
No. You got a fucking...
It goes through Parkersburg... Oh, it goes through Appleton, Parkersburg, and...
Mm-hmm. It goes on 57. Because it comes through Iowa Falls, Ackley, Appleton.
Yeah.
Don't think about traveling that road.
On what day is that?
Day 5. 24. Right?
Yeah.
July 24th. God, I hate fucking
that. Goes on. Oh, it's going down there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Fucking play leapfrog getting across the road.
So it's going to... Oh, yeah, okay. It's taking 57 all the way into Cedar Falls.
Yeah.
Because Cedar Falls is the...
Well, night. They'll go out the east side in Hartford, I bet.
They'll make them come through and then go back?
Yeah. I bet.
Oh, just to get the...
meeting town is New Hartford.
Oh. Just to get the whatever.
Big money spenders. Because there's so much money spent on fucking Ragbri.
Oh, yeah, they are coming. They, it looks like they're going through town. What the fuck? Midday.
Yeah, no, that'll be at evening, too, because it'll be before they get to Cedar Falls. Well, not evening, but the later half. Because
Parkersburg's probably like the halfway... marking that route on that.
Probably, yeah, because it's a 50-mile day.
Shortest day. No, it's not. Next day is shortest day. Yeah. Cedar Falls, though.
The first day is 71.8 miles. That'd be a fucking paint chopper to start out on day one.
Wow. That'd be fucking... I ain't never going to do that in my life.
No, I'd look for a more direct route, personally. Like, in a car. I can't believe they're going into Minnesota. I thought this was like a fucking Iowa deal.
It is.
That's why they're going into Minnesota. They're going to Tonka.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
They're not watching that town.
I'm watching, like, any of these towns that I'm looking at. Mercifully, never heard of it. All it is just drink, eat, spend money, and fuck.
That's the one I've heard of. Right. That's what I've heard of too.
Fucking?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Big orgies and tents in the in front people. What?
The stink?
In people's front yards.
I'm just imagining the stink, the odor.
Of like the people that do the whole thing?
Well, not just that, but like if you've been sitting on a bike all day, you have a stinky taint. So then you're gonna go do some pasture breeding out in the fucking front yard when it's 90 degrees. And you're not gonna wanna get anywhere near that.
Absolutely not.
But yeah, they like to spend money though, so if you can sell something, you're gonna make money.
Yeah, and a lot of people. Like, towns have, it's like a fucking town celebration almost.
Yeah. Well, like, we'd sell, we sold pie for youth group or something. Holy fuck.
Didn't it just come through, like, 3 years ago?
Oh, I don't.
Or was it longer than that?
I thought we were in, like, high school.
Oh, yeah, we were. Did we do it for, like, a football thing or something?
I don't know. I did my youth group. We sold pie. We made a fuckload of money.
I swear, but like more recently, it came through again. Yeah, because of the fucking beaver wall. Or was that? That's
that
when,
was that. That was
like that same 7, year.
8 years ago, yeah.
The bar in town has the.
That was probably like more than that. Probably fucking 10 years ago.
How many fucking layers of clear coat are on that thing?
I don't know about any.
There's no way those signatures stay there.
I have no idea.
Or that beaver fucking stays. You know how many times that thing's been fucking painted in our life?
I didn't paint it.
No, I know. I'm talking about the bar itself.
I have no idea. I haven't asked. Let me ask. No. Hey, how many times you painted your beer? I don't fucking know. The purple this week?
I'm not talking about that fucking beaver. I'm talking about just the wall in general. This fucking brick wall in general.
I'm fucking know.
Oh, man. The beaver got baited on during Ragbri.
It was before Ragbri.
I don't think so.
The beaver was done before Ragbri.
Oh, well, that was in high school, so obviously I wasn't driving to New Hart all the time.
I'm pretty sure, because I'm pretty sure it's signed on it.
Oh, I've never looked that close, I guess.
Well, you were just talking about how they signed the wall.
Yeah, because you can see all the signature when you drive by.
Well, you don't look that close. You obviously look.
The fucking beaver's brown. And the signature's probably black. They're not that fucking visible.
Oh, I don't know if it actually signed on the beaver, but the beaver was done before, because they're not going to go over real signatures.
True.
I remember it was a fucking mad chaos of bikes.
Yeah, right down the fucking main drag of town.
Yeah. But we sold the fuck out of pie. All homemade pie.
Who made them all?
Just people from the church.
Oh. Your mom?
She made some, I'm sure, yeah.
They're probably pretty good.
Bet they were. Yeah, it's just fucking chaos. And they pay, like, just stupid fucking money. Oh, and we ran out of pie, and, like, people still wanted pie. It's like,
Sorry.
Yeah. We're out. I guess we should have charged more. Or I guess we should have had more pie. One of the two, I guess. I don't know. You want to sell pie this year?
Do I?
Yeah. I think we had to have, like, some sort of something for it.
Like, sign up through regular? License. Oh, why?
Food vendor deal kind of thing. I don't remember.
Like, for, really, like, don't remember. Salmonella reasons or what?
I don't know if you get salmonella from a fucking pie.
Is there egg in there?
Made pie. I don't think so. There's an apple filling you can make a pie if you got some crust.
Yeah. I don't know what's in the crust.
What?
I don't know what's in the crust.
Well, usually you just buy crust. Not many people make
it. Yeah, I understand, but how they make the crust.
The salmonella wouldn't be raw if you bought a crust.
But isn't it an unbaked crust?
Oh, I guess. I don't know. I eat it raw.
I don't fucking know either.
You don't make me the pie?
No.
You make a different kind of pie.
Yeah. I fucking lay pies down.
That's what I actually meant, yeah.
Yeah, I eat fucking cow shit. Mm-hmm. Going through the pasture.
Cow pies. You like cow pies.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I make cow pies.
Oh. I gotcha.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so speaking of eating and pie.
Okay.
Essentially the article, I don't know if you looked at it, the man who has consumed 35,000 Big Macs.
Yep, I have seen that a lot in, like, the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I've seen it before, but he keeps frozen ones to ensure that he never misses a day of eating one.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Big Macs.
And why would you fuck... So, he's buying extra some days because he knows he can't get there the next day.
Mm.
Freezes them. And then... thaws them out and cooks them again? Or, like...
Everywhere? No, I have no fucking idea. Yeah, like... Does a Big Mac have lettuce on it?
I have no clue. Doesn't have lettuce, onion, pickle, tomato,
or two tomato. Two patty, special sauce, less cheese.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know. On March 15th, when he devoured his 35,000th Big Mac, marking 53 years of the Daily Burger obsession. Known for his unwavering love for the iconic McDonald's sandwich, started consuming them every day in 1972. Religiously eaten at least one a day ever since. He even keeps a frozen stockpile to make sure that he never misses his daily burger, showcasing his dedication. Journey has turned into a living legend in the world of fast food, and it's recognized by Guinness World Records. For him, the Big Mac is more than a meal, it's a daily ritual. His commitment to the sandwich has become part of his identity, making him a symbol of consistency and passion.
Where does he live?
Wisconsin somewhere, sorry. Oh. Fond du Luck.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it too. Yeah.
How is he not like 300 pounds?
Because he only had one.
Yeah, at least one a day.
Oh.
53 years.
I don't know. The dude looks skinny.
He does.
Have you seen the video where the guy? Okay, sorry.
So 35,000 divided by 365.
Yep.
95 years. So he's definitely eating more than one a day.
Holy shit.
So he's almost eating two a day. But that's really not that much.
No.
I mean, two a day, that's
your... Well, if he had it one for lunch and one for supper.
Yeah, that's really not...
Or dinner or supper, however you fucking want to say it.
Yeah, that'd be 48 years, and he's been doing it for 55 years. So he averages almost eating two a day.
Yeah.
But if that's what he eats, like, that's not that much, I suppose.
No, probably not. Have you seen the video of the guy that bought the cheeseburger from McDonald's, like, was it 25 or 35 years ago? And every year he opens it up to see what it looks like.
Hasn't changed.
Yeah.
It doesn't mold, doesn't break down.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't that long ago, but...
No, there's ones that are, like, fucking old as shit that, like...
Yeah, because he kept the receipt.
Yeah.
And he said it was, like, fading, so he, like, put it in a... something plastic bag or sealed it or something some way. The box and everything that he keeps it in looks like it's from way long ago.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And he opens it up and what do you say, the pickles disintegrated?
Oh really?
Yeah, you can see that. The on the bun where the pickles used to be, or on the meat where the pickles used to be. But that's it.
So nothing else is gone or rancid.
Yeah, no,
because of all the preservatives.
He keeps it just in a fucking glass jar. Like, one of those things where, well, kind of like that. Like, with that head's in right there.
Yeah.
It just has a fucking plate of wood, and he just puts a glass piece over top of it, and that's all.
That's disgusting.
So air's definitely getting to it, I would assume, a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, if it was airtight, you would think with the moisture and mold.
Yeah.
Because if it's airtight, that would hold that moisture in.
Yeah, and it, yeah.
Or wouldn't let it breathe, to say. That's fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm. So all them double cheeseburgers and shit that we ate when we were in high school. Really good for you.
Yeah, it's... fucking disgusting. I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to find it.
That video?
Yeah.
It's a shorter one. I watched it. Couldn't have been that long ago.
Yeah, from 1995, still perfectly intact. Even rats won't eat it. So that's it. But that's crazy because they used to actually fry their burgers and stuff, and it used to be like actual, like decent meat. Like,
oh, yeah.
You always see the shit where it used to be fried in beef tallow and not like vegetable oil. It's been there for fucking 6 months, like.
Yeah.
People always say, oh, it's the same. That's what I grew up on. It's like, well, you grew up on different than what they fucking do to it now. Because, like, the potatoes that McDonald's uses, it's like, they got to be stored in, like, a big fucking hoop building for, like, I don't know if it's, like, 6 weeks after they're picked because of the chemical. And the chemical's got to basically be able to get, like, come off the potato. And they only do certain kinds of potatoes because of how long they last in storage and, like, how they're raised is specifically for McDonald's, because they can be raised, then they're sprayed, and then they're put into these buildings for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, and they have to sit there because you can't go into the building either because of the gases that are coming off the potato.
Jesus.
And then, like, they have to be a certain length so they sit in the cardboard fucking, in the red thing, you know, right? They're not too short. Can't have blemishes, and all those potatoes get rejected, like. It's through an automatic fucking,
How many fucking potatoes does McDonald's
make? Oh my god.
Or even, like, any. Like, think of all the fast food restaurants that have fries.
Think of Walmart.
Oh, that's true.
Or any fucking place. Like, how many potatoes goes through America? Or just anything. Yeah. You can think about that for anything. How much burger? How much fucking.
Do you plant any?
What?
Do you plant any potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
What?
I said they're good.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking unreal. Like the process that has to go through to meet the McDonald's, because they want all to taste the same.
Oh.
So they don't taste different from McDonald's. They don't want, like, They all have to be raised the same. They all have to be the same length. They all have to be, like, so they look the same. Huh. Fucking everything. Which is fucking crazy.
I just think of all the amount of fucking, what, tons? Are you looking at tons of potatoes?
How many pounds of potatoes each year? Okay, you want to go by day or year?
Go by year.
You want to go by year?
Go year and go down, yeah.
Okay, so guess. How many pounds of potatoes annually across all McDonald's locations?
3 million. I don't know.
3.4 billion.
Billion?
Pounds. So, yeah, you want to guess? You want to regress your number for days? How many pounds a day?
How many pounds a day? From, like, just everything? Like, our one restaurant?
All McDonald's.
Oh. Oh. Well, if it's 3 point, I don't even want to guess it. Probably like 600,000.
9 million pounds.
What?
That's what it says.
Holy fuck.
That's what it fucking said.
Huh.
9 million pounds of potatoes a day, 3.4 in a year, 3.4 billion a year, and that's 2018. So it's had to have gone up.
Oh, shit.
How many fries? Just tell them how many pounds. Holy shit. McDonald's feeds 68 million customers a day in 120 countries.
Yeah, some other countries have some different food than we do. Though
at their McDonald's?
Yeah.
Healthier?
Yeah.
Fried and different stuff?
Or just healthier in general.
Oh, yeah. Less ingredients.
Yeah, not like preservatives and shit like that.
Yeah.
They don't have they might have the burger, but.
Oh my god. Okay, here we go. McDonald's goes through 800 million pounds of beef annually in the United States. They're the biggest beef buyer in the country. They go through. The U.S. beef, this amount accounts for 3% of the total beef in the U.S. is just McDonald's. McDonald's globally buys a substantial amount of beef, with estimates suggesting they buy as much as 1.9 billion pounds.
Jesus.
Holy fuck. That's insane. Yeah, there you go. The more you know, that's a lot of beef when they're selling.
That's a hell of
fucking
fact.
Quarter pound burgers that aren't actually quarter pound.
Yeah, they're not fucking quarter pound.
Maybe like 8 pound.
Yeah, gotta be. They're not fucking quarter pound. There's no way.
That's impressive. But yeah, then they do the same thing with like beef, too. Like it's processed and like done the.
What do you mean?
Sorry, my mom texted me that. It's weird. Like, their beef, it's all raised to, like, it's all raised in the same.
Oh, like, to a state, like, their.
Certain standards, so it all tastes the same, too.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't want, like, different McDonald's tasting different.
Like, fed.
But I don't know, I find that hard to believe, too, because, like, they just go to the fucking, go buy the cheapest fucking beef to.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably all out of. Certain amount of beef producers, or not producers, but.
Yeah, so I don't know.
The people that raise cows, the big operations, is probably out of certain few that have a fucking pile of cows.
McDonald's. McDonald's use 100% beef, trimming, with no fillers, additives, or preservatives, only seasoned salt and pepper. I call fucking bullshit on that. Yeah, that's gotta be fucking. We use trimmings of cuts of chunk roast, round, sirloin for our burgers, which are ground and formed into hamburger patties. That's no way. It's got to be a kangaroo.
There's no way I can get no fucking meat off a kangaroo. Mass produced.
They don't specify any certain breeds of cattle. Some of our...
Oh.
Which is... I don't know. I read something else that said, like, they have them all done, like...
You're taking bulls?
But I don't know. I'm sure they take anything that fucking got meat on it. 15-year-old Gummer cow can't calf anymore? Whatever you buy, the cheapest by the pound, I would have to imagine.
I would.
But
I
then
would
do they have, like, their own fucking... And then, like, do they have their own processing plant? Like, to make that much burger?
I don't know. Like they don't get it from, like a Tyson's or something like that. Like, they have their own?
Yeah.
Where's it? McDonald's, like, the original. Like, where's their big operation at?
I don't know.
I've never looked it up.
I haven't either. That's gotta be bullshit. Oh, this looks fucking good. Here's how your beef fucking patties are made. From McDonald's. All fresh, not frozen.
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually meat. But then they come out looking like not meat. They look kind of gross.
Are they frozen already?
Yeah, they flash freeze them to preserve freshness.
Oh, okay.
And then that's when they fry them then.
That looks like just a bunch of shit.
A lot of fat in there.
Yeah, there is.
That looks good.
Oh, yeah. Just come out liquidy like my shits.
Actually, you eat McDonald's?
Yeah.
No preserves it is, though. Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. That's like fucking Jell-O.
That looks decent. That doesn't look...
No, hell, it doesn't look terrible.
Bad.
The other stuff looked liquidy as hell, though.
Salt and pepper.
That's a fucking hell of a... Look at them fucking burgers.
They're not that big. That's bullshit.
Flash freeze. How the fuck can they get that hard that fast? Well, because they're a quarter of an inch thick.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're literally like a quarter inch plywood fucking freezing. It's 0 degrees right there in that process step. That's just, I don't know. That's just interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know their main office was in...
Chi-Town?
Yeah.
They just look so appetizing.
Where does it say location for their, where they make all that?
No. It says they get them from many producers. McDonald's burgers are made from beef that's cut into small uniform pieces to ensure consistent quality. The quality of the meat has a significant impact on taste. Overall quality of the burgers, after the beef is processed, it's sent to McDonald's supplier with ground and a hamburger. Hamburger meat is mixed with additional ingredients that are used to hamburger such as salt. The mixture is carefully blended to ensure consistent flavor, formed and frozen to maintain freshness. The package in special containers is designed to keep the meat fresh. Containers are used to transport, typically at 0 degrees temperature, which is cold enough to keep it fresh, allegedly.
So it's not like, at 0 degrees? That's fucking...
It says right here, McDonald's doesn't buy beef directly from cattle ranches or feedlots. It purchases individually quick frozen patties from dozens of producers worldwide. And how the fuck does that make them so uniform then if they're producing, they're buying them from different places?
So I read that they get them, their two main producers are, one's from one's Lopez Foods and the other one's Keystone Foods. Yep. Lopez Foods is at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma.
Hmm.
And Keystone.
Brazil.
Foods is out of Pennsylvania. Nope. I don't know where their main office is. They have one in... Oh, wait. I'm going to guess it's in North Carolina. Or Pennsylvania. One of the two.
It says McDonald's also works with other meat processors like Cargill, JBS, and Tyson.
Oh, really?
So it says.
They get all their... Tyson. Chicken?
Maybe? I don't know. Their chicken... I'd rather eat their beef than their chicken nuggets.
Fuck yeah. Their chicken nuggets are...
Yeah.
Just a bunch of ground up fucking chicken pieces.
They say they're not, though.
When you're younger, they taste so good, though.
Oh, they fucking do taste good when you're little. Oh my god, guess how much? Guess how many chicken nuggets McDonald's goes through in a year?
Wait, are you talking pounds? Or are you talking...
No, how many? Like, 1, 10, not pounds.
Chicken nuggets they go through in a year?
Yeah, internationally. Oh, I'm just going to give you... It's in the billion.
120.
No. 25 billion.
Jesus.
That's... They come up to 50 packs?
They had that,
In select stores?
They had, There was, like, a thing they were doing. I don't know if it was, like, the Super Bowl or something. You could buy a fucking 50. 50 chicken nuggets.
This is... That's crazy.
It was for some, like, sporting thing. Because you could buy them to have for, like, a bunch of people or whatever.
It says Chick-fil-A uses 2 million chickens a day.
Wow.
That's just one restaurant. How do we...
That doesn't make it. Because you think of...
One restaurant. One chain, I'm sorry.
You think of, like, Chick-fil-A. KFC. Cane's.
McDonald's. Sells chicken something. Anywhere. Any fucking restaurant has chicken.
How many fucking chickens? Just think of all that. The amount of food that we go through in a fucking day. That's unreal. You can't even, like, put that.
You can't put that on a scale because you would never be able to understand.
Fuck no.
It says, this cannot be right. Americans consume approximately 25 million chickens a day.
Holy
There's no way, is there?
Well, if one... Wait, 25 million?
In America. Or 9 million chickens annually. But this says the U.S. chicken industry breeds and slaughters roughly 9.5 billion chickens per year.
Wow.
Holy... I can't even wrap my head around that.
And... I don't know.
I was for eggs, yeah.
So where the fuck are they getting these chickens from?
Oh my god. Every hour, 1 million chickens are killed. In America. Isn't that fucking insane? To wrap your head around that? I can't. U.S. residents consume 97.7 per capita of meat from broiler chickens in a year. 97.7 pounds.
Oh.
Per person. So, yeah, chicken. I mean, that's a...
So, 100, whatever, 100 pounds a year.
Yeah. Person. I mean, that's 100 meals. Or no. Depends what you eat.
Yeah.
We'll eat that this year because we're going to get 20-some chickens that weigh 5-6 pounds each. I mean, I would consider when we eat pheasant and turkey. Yeah. Fucking white meat.
White meat from a bird.
Yeah, that you would have ate. Well, I guess it would have been chicken if it wasn't a pheasant.
Turkey.
It's fucking wild.
Doesn't even make sense when you think about it. Really.
No. Like Plus, you got cows and pigs.
How the fuck can they every day do that?
I don't know.
Or have, like...
I don't know.
Because you put that into perspective, then you think of all the semis.
Oh, my. Well, think of how many eggs have to hatch every year. Like that one hatchery that I got chickens from, they said they hatch 3 million a year. Well, that don't do shit.
No. Because those are all to be chicks, right? They don't like... Oh, yeah, you said hatch.
They hatch 3 million, but that's layers and broilers and turkeys and ducks. They said 3 million.
But still, that is a fucking pile.
That's a fuckload. Yeah.
Have you been to this place?
No.
Oh, I was say, have you seen it?
No, it's huge, though. I watched a video on YouTube. A pretty good video.
Oh, really?
But... As Americans, but yeah, they butcher 1 million chickens in America a year. So 3 hours, they've got all their chickens butchered, basically, in that hatchery.
Wow.
Like to me, that's just fucking insane.
And that's for the whole year. That's not
just,
That's not the yearly amount. Or that's not the daily. Whatever I was trying to say.
30 billion pounds of beef in a year.
In the United States?
That's what it says. 58 pounds per capita. So, 100 pounds of chicken, and probably because you can raise more chickens in an area than you can beef.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Pork is 50 to 51 pounds a day, or a year for people. It doesn't tell me how much in a year.
Same as
the bee, mm-hmm. basically. Which you
about the same number?
Which you would think is off, but then pigs are smaller than cows, but take up less space.
Yeah.
But you get a fucking pork, you're gonna butcher hanging weight like 260 a cow. You hanging weight would probably be hanging weight would probably be 800 pounds. 600-800 pounds. Maybe you get 400 pig, you get a couple hundred. Something in that region.
Yeah.
I don't know. Haven't butchered many?
Not once.
No. That's fucking insane, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think of all the restaurants and like go through all that shit. And...
Well, think how much just sitting in stores. Without, like, freezer sections.
Yeah.
Burgers, steaks. How much? Yeah, restaurants. Like, every restaurant. They have some sort of meat.
Yeah.
How would you ever... I don't know how you, like...
I don't know. Never gonna run... Or not gonna run anytime soon.
Might. We're gonna kill all our chickens. This says there's only 28 million beef cattle in America. I thought the number was way lower. 9.3 million dairy cows in America. I thought it was way lower than that.
The beef, or?
Yeah. Oh, we are pretty low. This says, heifers. That's fucking wild. Oh, got anything?
Yep, I don't really. I don't know if I have much else to talk about right now. Time for about time for fucking bed.
It is time for fucking bed. It's way past my bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What? What?
Alright, not sure what happened there at the end, but that's all we had, so peace.